One of the ways we at the Village Church make connections with our congregation and community is through our newsletter, eConnections. It's sent out by email and includes all kinds of information about upcoming events, Shell Point Television Channel 13 programming schedules, ways to submit prayer requests, and much more. We love to hear from you. In each of our eConnections, I offer a brief pastoral message. Often it will address a contemporary issue that we are all facing, or will highlight one of our ministries or teaching series, but it always has an encouraging biblical theme. For those of you who don't do email, we're happy to provide a televised version of that pastoral message. And we hope you enjoy them, and may God continue to bless you richly as you seek to follow Him in these unusual times. And now here is this issue's pastoral message from eConnections. Hi, this is the eConnections message for Thursday, June 9. It's entitled, A Tribute to Playing in the Dirt. 2 Kings 22:8 says, I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. We had a sandbox behind my house when I was growing up. It was framed by a sidewalk which emerged from our basement stairs. It became the gathering place for the neighborhood kids, mostly boys. It's impossible to estimate how much time we wasted messing around in the sand during our childhood years. Mostly we played army. Toy soldiers, tanks, trucks, guns, bazookas. We bulldozed a lot of sand, built forts, graded roads, and occasionally destroyed each other's fortresses. It was great fun for seven-year-olds. Eventually, we grew out of the sandbox stage. Mom turned it into a flower bed. What a waste. Remember, that's a kid's perspective. The flower bed evolved over the years. Annuals gave way to perennials. The seasons produced a variety of plants. No neighborhood kids were involved. My mom and occasionally my dad played in the dirt. Years later, when all the neighborhood kids were in college, mom and dad still messed around in the garden, and they began to collect little green army soldiers, bazookas, and trucks, carefully unearthed by these amateur archaeologists. Okay, maybe carefully is not the best word, but you get the idea. It was always great fun when they found something, brought back all kinds of memories, and documented the kind of childhood we boys enjoyed. There's a lot of digging in the dirt in Israel. Some kids never grow up. Turns out there are plenty of adults who still like messing around in the sand. They are big boys and girls, but they give themselves the sophisticated title of archaeologist. And while they are playing, they are actually performing a wonderful service. In Israel-Palestine, they are discovering artifacts, many of which confirm the biblical account. This is extraordinarily significant for those who share biblical religion. Since the 19th century, many critical scholars have attacked the biblical record, regarding it as just so much ancient fiction, stories manufactured to support the dominant religious culture. But as I shared with our group who went to Israel recently, the general trajectory of archaeology over the last 150 years has been to answer questions, resolve problems, and confirm the biblical record. Clearly, not all problems have been resolved, but fewer problems with the biblical text are evident today than there were in the 19th century. And some of the greatest discoveries have happened recently, within our lifetimes. Perhaps the most significant has been the discovery of the Dead Sea Scrolls, the discovery of the Essene community in Qumran by a couple of shepherd boys in 1947 has led to the confirmation of some of the oldest biblical manuscripts ever encountered. A text from almost all Old Testament books have been found, including a complete copy of Isaiah that date from all the way back in the first century B.C. This is crucially important for us believers in Jesus. We rely on the biblical text. we gain our understanding of fundamental doctrines from the Bible. Even more importantly, as we learn in this Sunday's morning's message, the truth of Scripture sanctifies us, makes us holy. We are transformed by the renewing of our minds by reading and studying the Bible. What an encouragement it is to know that we can rely on the Scripture, even when a bunch of men and women playing in the dirt help to confirm its truths. Thanks for listening. I'm Pastor Andy.